Luther Burden saw about 4 targets a game as a rookie, and he's the 21st receiver off the board. That's the sharpest disconnect on this entire board. He finished WR54 per game, and he's priced like a starter. The Muff to 2026 preview on the clearest fade in the batch. The rookie season was a deep reserves line, dressed up by 1 game, 47 catches, 652 yards, 2 touchdowns across 15 games, 8.5 points a game, WR54 per game. And the distribution is the whole story. 1 big game, 138 yards at San Francisco in week 17, accounted for nearly a quarter of his entire season. He went under 2.4 separate times. He was the 3rd or 4th option behind Caleb Williams' other weapons all year. The ARC is a single low volume rookie year, so the WR21 price is a bet on a massive second year breakout from a tiny base. And here's the pattern that fires hardest: rookie receivers in the 6 to 10 point range. Burden was below that at 8.5, gained only about 0.5 in year 2. That projects him to roughly 9 points a game. 9 points a game is a WR50 range player. He's priced WR21. What the data says, there's no sticky volume to extrapolate. 4 targets a game isn't a foundation, it's a bench role. The price isn't paying for what he did, it's paying for a leap that from the starting point almost never materializes to the degree required. Muffed! The situation is the entire bull case per the reports. DJ Moore traded away, Keenan Allen gone, Ben Johnson reportedly buying Burden stock and wanting the ball in his hands more. That's real opportunity, but it's opportunity, not production, and the price already assumes the opportunity converts fully. Even a generous roll bump from 4 targets to 7 leaves him short of WR21. The price, pick 42.5, the 21st receiver. Verdict, call, overpriced. You're paying a starter's price for a player whose rookie production projects to a deep bench piece. On a breakout bet, the base rate crushes. The counter, the talent, and the vacated targets are real, and breakouts happen, but at this price, you need a near certainty, and the data says it's a long shot. September watch, the target share with Moore and Allen gone. He needs to roughly double his volume to justify the price, and whether the boom bust smooths at all. Your guys, every week, next preview's queued.